This podcast is a part of CGN Media, a podcast network that points to Christ. We are supported by listeners like you. To help us create more great shows, visit cgnmedia.org/support.
Welcome to the CGN Voices podcast. I'm today's host, Jeff Geip. Have you ever thought about writing a book? Or do you have an incredible story that you'd like to share? Writing a book can be extremely overwhelming. I know. Years ago, I tried to do it myself. I ended up with a bunch of pages that didn't seem to make any sense. Thank God for my guest today. She's a longtime friend, book coach, and ghostwriter who helped me. And I know she'll give you some great words of encouragement for those of you who might be thinking about writing yourself. So, I'd like to welcome my good friend, longtime friend.
Long time.
Ministry friend.
Long time.
2 decades.
Mm-hmm.
Mary.
Oh, has it 2 decades?
I think it has.
Oh boy. Who's counting?
Yes. Mary was a missionary in Poland for many years and then in Ireland and then came back to serve at our church, found herself a husband, and hasn't left since.
Well, there you go. It was you who left, actually.
Yes. So, Mary Ellen Perrow, tell us who you are and how you became a book coach.
Well, I'm a lot of the things you said. I'm a longtime friend of Jeff Geip. I lived in Poland. I did some mission work in Poland and in Ireland. I'm a worship leader, so that's mostly what I was doing there, helping lead worship in churches and helping other people, just kind of sharing that gift, you know, what worship looks like in the church. And then I came back and continued leading worship here. And this was years ago now, but got a job. And it was really you that came to me saying, I was working with another author and motivational speaker, and I was kind of helping him do some things with his book. And I really, this is, again, a long time ago, but learned a lot about writing, learned a lot about the publishing industry. And you came to me and said, hey, I got this book. And that actually kind of launched me in the direction that I'm going now. So
that's awesome. I have to tell you that the only problem I had with you.
I see how it's going to go.
Yeah.
I see.
Well, I just remember you cutting pages and coming back and saying, well, you want me to be brutally honest, don't you? And I'm like, well, I want you to be honest. Let's not be brutally honest.
That was before I was an official book coach.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the fact is that the final edit that came through, my other problem was I was worried that other people didn't believe that I wrote it because it was so good. So.
No, it did turn out good. It sounded
it really
like
did.
You. It turned out good. After you and I worked on that project, I actually had a few other people work with me, and I really didn't know what I was doing. I was just kind of intuitively, I knew what the book should be. So people would say, what, you know, what do you do? And I was like, I don't really know. I know what how I can help you, but I don't really know what you call what I'm doing. And I think you asked earlier what a book coach is. To answer that question, you know how the Lord will lead you and you almost don't even realize he's leading you. You're just on a path and you an idea pops in your head one day, or someone suggests something, or you look something up on the internet and it leads to the next step. Well, eventually I found a ghostwriting and coaching program at Cal State Long Beach. And the woman who leads it and really founded it, and I got on the call with her and was telling her what I was doing. And I really said to her, this is what I'm doing. What am I? And she was like, yeah, you're coaching people and you're ghostwriting people, but it kind of sounds like, you know, you're just flying by the seat of your pants. Why don't you come to this program? And there's a certification program there. It took a couple years. I did that and the rest is history. So ghostwriting just means I write the book for you. But I always work with my authors. I think a lot of times people think ghostwriting is just for celebrities, like only super fancy people use ghostwriters. It's not really like that. I work with authors all the time where maybe they'll give me their book, but they don't, their manuscript or their notes or whatever they have. Maybe they have no notes. They just don't have time to actually write the book themselves. They need someone to do that for them. So I have a process that I work through, whether I take their notes or sometimes I'll do interviews or transcribe videos they've done. And then I take all that information and I create a book using the author's voice in their style and all those kind of things. And then I just write it for you. Cause like I said, a lot of times people just don't, it's like not that they can't write, they just don't have the time. Some people have an idea that they want to turn into a book because they know a book can be an incredible tool that they want to share on a larger scale.
Because books can go places that people often can't. They can go places that we can't. And so sometimes that's all it is. It just means I write it for you. But as a coach, I work with authors. They write the book themselves. And I'm part of the entire process, helping you, walking you through all the steps and just kind of keeping you focused, because there's definitely a messy middle to writing books where you're kind of like, what end is up? I think when I came into your process and when you asked me about it, you were like, not even what end is up. You were like, what am I even writing at this point? But I got a hold of it and we found what it was. It was there. You had the idea. You had the book. It was just, and sometimes that's what people need. They just need an encourager and someone to kind of show them the ropes and walk through the process with them. Not only to show them how, but also to help them do their best work.
Right.
You know, I think that's something about creativity that we forget about, that creativity is collaborative.
Yes.
You know, when we work together, we can end up with an even better idea. And that's really something that I love about coaching and what I get to do.
You know, that was one of the things you were so helpful in, just so you know, my book came from a series of sermons that I had done. And I just figured, you know, I could just put sermons in a book.
Right.
You know, and it's going to be great.
Just pop the words in there.
Right. And surprisingly, writing a book is nothing like writing sermons. other than your writing, there's really not a lot of similarities. Instead of using the same words over and over again, you want to use different words in your descriptions. And these are things that you really helped me with.
Mm-hmm.
It was difficult because it was taking me outside of my comfort
zone.
But I was very happy because it stretched me.
Yeah, I that's a really important part, I think, is when you're preaching a sermon, you only have so much time. And even if you have a series, let's say you're doing a series for 7 weeks and it's a 30-minute sermon or even an hour-long sermon, each week, you're actually kind of, you know, going back and reminding people. Part of that sermon is reminding people what you were talking about. And so, you know, there's two parts to that, that a sermon is really meant to be spoken word, which is a very different, craft than writing a book. If you can do one, you can probably do the other. So I'm not discouraging anybody. They're just different. And so when you start to put these ideas in book form, it's not just, as you said, moving one, you know, transcribing it and putting it in a book and populating the pages. You really have to develop the concept. And I think that's something that people don't really think about very much. They think, I have an idea. I know it would be a great book. And, you know, you might be right. But the idea needs to be developed so that you have enough content to fill a book and for it to be, you know, what you want it to be, something that is changing lives or inspiring people or educating people or what have you. And that it takes time to really develop that.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. I never thought of myself ever writing a book.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've never been gifted in that, writing sermons and that type of thing. And it was so helpful for me. It was almost healing, you know, and you helping me through that process really stretched me. And now I haven't written another book. I don't know that I actually have something in mind, but which scares me. And we've talked a little bit about that. So it is overwhelming. What advice would you give someone writing a book that might be overwhelmed by the idea of it?
Yeah, I think at the start, it can be very overwhelming because there's so many different parts of it that you don't know and you don't understand how it works. So some people come to the idea of writing a book and they instantly count themselves out. Kind of like what you were doing. I'm not a writer. This is not my gift. I shouldn't be doing this. But, you don't have to be the best writer to write a book. A book is really a tool. And once you have that, you can share your message beyond. So I like to think of people that don't really consider themselves writers as more just like message bearers. They have a message they want to share. How are you going to share that? Well, maybe a book is a good choice for you. So you don't have to be the best writer. And I think that's one thing to just kind of consider when you're coming to it. You don't have to be a great writer. But also, I think a lot of the overwhelm comes from the process. So one part of it is the writing. Am I good enough? I don't feel good enough. You don't have to be good enough. You just need to share your message. You just need to come and say, I have a message that I want to share. And the message is valuable because you are valuable as a human created in God's image. You are valuable there. So the message you have to share is also valuable for other people to hear. So I think that's one part of it. The other part of it is the process. And there's so many things that you can do to prepare yourself for writing a book. You know, if you're worried about writing that much and you want to write it yourself, you can go grab some craft books on, how to write. But some of the things you can also do, which I think is a lot easier if you're not quite ready to start, but you're thinking about it, is just go read some books that are similar to the ones that you want to write. That will teach you so much. You know, we always talk about like writers or readers, but there's really something specific to how you're reading. So I would encourage people to go out and find some books similar to the book that you'd like to write, or by people that, they've written a book that on the same topic, or it's someone you respect. Read it. What do you like about it? What do you not like about it? How did they write it? Look at the table of contents. How did they lay it out? What's happening in this book that feels so important to you? And just kind of the more you read, the better you're going to get an idea of how a book works. Even if you're not 100% sure you know how it works, you've read enough to kind of get a feel for what's good and what's not good. So I think that's an important thing too, is just getting out there and reading, or finding someone that can encourage you and hold you accountable. Like if you can hire a book coach. That's amazing. If you can't hire a book coach, find some friends who are interested in writing and form a writer's group. Meet once a month, encourage each other. What are you writing? Let's read it. Let's all say one thing that's great about that, about your work, and just encourage each other to keep going. So I think a lot of that overwhelm is just to take the step to get started. And it's more a mind game than it is actually any of the work that you're actually going to do.
Right.
It's the mindset shift you have to make to say, I want to write, therefore I'm a writer. I've written emails. I'm a writer. Do you know what I mean? Even if your 10th grade English teacher hated everything you wrote, writing is subjective.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So just go for it. You can put words on paper, and we can worry about all the other parts of that process later, but just take a step, get started.
Yeah, that's such great advice. I was so happy. I felt like you were a cheerleader, cheering me on. You can do this, Jeff, because it is a very long process.
Mm-hmm.
And my personality is, I want to get her done now, and I don't think that's part of the process of writing a book.
No, I mean, everybody's different. So how long it takes you is, everybody's different. It's not a race. I think for people who have their content more developed, they've already been out speaking and sharing this message, with larger audiences. That makes it a little bit easier. I've kind of got a good idea about this content. Whereas, for someone who's maybe starting from scratch and really trying to figure out, what is it that I even want to say? What is it that's important to me? And what's the best way to communicate that? It's going to take you a little bit of time.
Yeah.
I'm not really a fan of writing prompts, although I know they work for a lot of people. But, if you really don't know what your idea is, journaling is a great way to start, and it also puts you in that practice of writing, which, as you know, is a big part of the life of the writer, is just finding a practice, whether it's daily or weekly, where I say, this is important, I'm going to sit down and I'm going to write. So if you need to, I'm doing that with a project right now, journaling my way toward what it is that I want to say. I'm not 100% sure what I want to say yet. Yeah. So I'm just kind of journaling to figure that out.
Yeah. You had mentioned something a little earlier, which I think is so important. I would like to maybe address a little more deeply.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the idea that we are all creating God's image and likeness, and we all have a story.
Yes.
I've heard incredible stories. I won't bring up his name because I don't have permission, but there's a friend of mine that has an incredible story.
Mm-hmm.
And I've encouraged him to write. He goes, it's so overwhelming to me. And I I've actually said, call Mary, you know, and I know he hasn't yet, but, and, you know, and he's not Timothy Keller, you know, he's not Malcolm Gladwell or somebody like that, but he's got an incredible story. How important is it for the listener to know that not only writing the book is good for yourself, but that book is going to speak to someone else?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, I think that everybody has a story worth telling. And I think that the real trial for people is just finding what that story is and connecting it with the audience. So I like to call this, it's like my magic formula. So you're welcome. But it's real book gold. And it's when you can make the combination, when you can make the connection between what your book is about, who it's for, and why it matters. And then really the connection between all that is you. What is your book about? It's your personal story. And I've, you know, talked to a lot of people who want to write their story or have thought about it or dreamt about writing their story. But when they end up writing their story, it just kind of falls flat. And the reason usually is because they've just written what happened. But we don't want to know just what happened. We want to know what it meant to you. Yeah. How it changed you,
how
it transformed you, who you became as a result. And then also thinking about that, like, so that's, you know, maybe why it matters. What it's about is your, what happened and then why it matters. How did this transform you? How did it make you who you became as a result? And then who it's for, when you really think about the people that might really benefit from hearing your story. And it, you know, it's something I was just reading the other day. You know, when you go to a memorial, we've all been to memorials or weddings is another great example. And someone gets up to give a speech. And a lot of times, you know, this person wants to share something so special about, you know, the person getting married or the deceased. But it just kind of falls flat or they're not able to communicate it. And I think a lot of that has to do with connecting what it is that you want to communicate, why it matters. People forget about that part. Why is it important to you that you're sharing this detail? Or why is it important to you that you share this story? And then who is it for? Like if we're in an audience, you know, at a wedding or whatnot, just considering those people that you want to communicate with. And when you're talking about your story on a larger scale, who is the person that would really benefit from hearing or would really connect with and considering that as well, considering that the story is not just for you. So, you know, your first draft is also always stinky. And usually that first stinky draft is just for you. You should get down on paper. Just because it's stinky doesn't mean you're a bad writer. It means you did a good job doing your first draft because every first draft is stinky. Every first draft I write is stinky. The second draft is more for that cold reader, editing it to really put in that, why does this matter so much? Tell us more. Why does it matter? And man, I think everybody needs to share their story because you said something earlier about how healing it was to be able to kind of get this message that was important to you out.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And I think something about that has to do with just people and connection and being who we're meant to be in the world and sharing the story that we have been given, kind of being a steward of that story. You know, it's like your testimony. Everybody has a testimony.
Right.
And we always talk about everybody's testimony is so powerful because no one can disagree with you. Well, I mean, everybody could disagree with you, but this is something fascinating. I feel like I'm on a tangent. I'm really sorry. When you tell a story, there's science behind that. I think there's a book called Wired for Story by Lisa Kron, and I might have pronounced her last name wrong, so apologies, Lisa. It's spelled C-R-O-N. But there's science behind story that when you're sharing a story, the person who is listening or the people who are listening, their brain waves start naturally getting on the same, you know, kind of wave as you. And so when you're actually telling the story of transformation, it's as if they were also transformed with you. That's what makes it so powerful. And again, putting that in book form, books can go places you can't, right? And so when we kind of think about like the, you know, not everybody has to write a book. But there's something so powerful about that and giving people, being able to hand off your story in a way that, you know, will impact other people and will have lasting change. And yeah.
Yeah. I read a book not long ago called God and Money. And it was a book on just how we, the generosity of God and all those types of things. And he brought a term that you and I have used, ROI, return on investment, often. But they changed it to KROI, kingdom return on investment.
Mm.
And that really ministered to me because so often we get into writing a book thinking we're going to make a large amount of money.
Right.
And the reality is most people don't make anything.
Yeah.
They usually maybe even spend money, but the kingdom part of that is so important, like you're saying.
Yeah, absolutely. I totally agree. I think that you can make money in writing a book and publishing your book. I just think it's not as lucrative as people think it is.
Right.
And you really have to work. And this is true either way. I mean, whether you're in it, I mean, you know, most people would say, I'm not in this to make money. But then when you don't sell any books, you're really bummed. And that's because most people aren't really sure why they're doing it. So I have a course that I walk people through. But the idea is to really be thinking about why are you writing this book in the first place? And then also, how can you be successful as an author, which is really to say, how are you defining success? What is it that you want to get out of this experience? And I think book sales is part of it. There's no point in writing a book if you just want to give it to that one person. I hear that a lot and it drives me bananas. It's kind of like the Christianese, you know, if we, you know, I would do this if just one person would get saved. And I know, you know, going back to Jesus leaving the 99 for the one and I feel like I'm digging myself a hole a little bit here. I don't think that applies to writing a book.
Right.
To just for one person, you could have just sat them down and talked with them. There's no point in writing a book. You could have written them a long email. So if you have a desire to write a book, I guess this is the positive spin on it. If you have a desire to write a book, it's probably because maybe the Lord wants you to reach a wider audience with your book. And so don't limit God saying, I'm just going to, oh, if I don't sell it to anyone, no, I don't think so. It doesn't have to be about money, but it should be about being a good steward of your message. If you're going to write a book, then let's sit down and figure out how can we reach the most people or how can we get the most engagement? How can we actually sell books so that we can continue doing the ministry or so that we can continue printing books or whatever it is? And how can we, you know, connect with our audience? How can we... how can we raise awareness around either the message that we're trying to share or ourselves? Maybe we want to, you know, launch some sort of speaking career or what have you. But it's not a lucrative business, but I think if you think about these things ahead of time, which is what I always encourage people to do, think about what you really are doing it for and what you want to get out of it. And now let's create a plan to not only write the book, but to publish and market it. Because I think that's another part that people who want to write books don't really think about. There is it's a multi-process deal. Writing is only one part of it. And that's where most people kind of hang their hats. Like, I just got to get this thing written, as if once you're done writing it, ta-da, that's not, you know, then you need to publish it.
Yeah.
Right. And then once we get it published, then you got to market it. Right. So the writing season will end. The publishing season will end. But the marketing never ends, and marketing doesn't have to be a bad word, especially if we're looking at it as kingdom investment and using this for God's glory, right? And hopefully we can also be good stewards of the message, getting the message out, and good stewards of our own finances and making sure that we are, you know, also getting some money, some return on that. But, you know, to your point, it doesn't always pay out. There's other things that book is going to do for you, like the kingdom investment, like getting that message out to all these people. And you know, if you're in the business sector, getting more opportunities for your business to speak, to things like that. There's so many more things, return on kingdom, return on investment, that that your book can do for you that aren't just money. Yes. And it's good to think about that ahead of time.
Yeah. And when did I write my book? Was it 2017?
I have no idea.
2018, 2006? It was a while ago.
Yeah.
And
no, not 17.
I don't remember.
I think it was longer than that. Anyways,
yeah, it could have been. Know. Yeah, whenever it was. But, you know, I pastored a small church in Newport Beach. I'm not well known.
Right.
But God opened the door for me to share that message in many different churches. And just even recently, I got a call from a church in Idaho or some random state saying, hey,
we love you, Idaho.
Yes. Do we? Do you have a study guide? And I'd put together a study guide, and their church currently just bought like 50 books and they're going through it. So
that's amazing.
You know, it just blesses me.
Yeah.
To know that it's still being used after all this time.
Yeah, 100%. You got to be in the long game.
Yeah.
You got to be in the long game. What's the message I really want to share? Some books are going to do better than others. Some books they take a long time to really find their legs. But if you keep working at it,
yeah,
I really think you can get there.
Yeah, that's awesome. So, I mean, all of this is so encouraging and exciting. It's making me want to write another book.
Yes.
But what would you tell someone who wants to get started writing a book? What would be the direction that you'd want to point them in?
Well, I definitely think some of the things I said earlier, if you're thinking about you want to write a book, go get some books in that are similar to the book you want to write. Go to the bookstore, look around, see what else is out there, and get an idea of what else is going on. You know, we don't write in a vacuum. And especially if you want to, you know, publish this book, whether you want to self-publish or traditionally publish, we don't want to be writing books that have already been written, right? So we need to kind of find out what else is in the market. What else are people buying? What are people interested in? I think if you know who you want to write for, if you kind of have an idea of who your ideal reader might be, and if you know them, I would go buy them a cup of coffee. Hey, you know, if I'm interested in talking, I really have a heart for single moms. I want to write a book for a single mom, helping her with whatever it is that you want to help her with. Go find a single mom, invite her to coffee and ask her, or actually, she's not going to go to coffee with you. Go to her house.
That's right.
Offer to babysit, have somebody else babysit her kids for 10 minutes or 15 minutes,
right?
And ask her some questions. What's hard for you right now? What, you know, I have this idea. Does this sound helpful to you? Is that something you'd be interested in? And then I think to, you know, really kind of think about and develop your concept, which is what we were talking about earlier. It's something that a lot of people never think about. Who is your book for? Why does it matter? And what is it about? Now, there's more to do in concept development, but that's a start, and see if you can find those people that you want to help or those people that you think might be connected to your story. It might be, you know, if you're sharing your personal story, and let's say you've had you've overcome an addiction of some sorts, and that's the story that you want to tell, you know, you might go find other people who are struggling with the addiction you had, and just, you know, those are kind of the people that might connect with your story. And remind me about that. Hey, how can I help you? We kind of think about this writing the book. Again, I've said this a few times, but we think about writing a book and we think about it as a solitary act, but it's really not. It's everything and all the people who have influenced and helped you get to where you're at. It's all the events that have changed you, and it's all the people that you want to minister to connect with. And so thinking about your audience ahead of time, where are they? How can I connect with them now so that when I have a book, I've got something that I know they're interested in because I've spent time with these people. I think that's where I would get started. Again, if you're really interested in the writing part of it and you want to get involved in, you know, some craft books or understand, Anne Lamott's book, Bird by Bird, is excellent. It's a funny book. It's a fun book. Just kind of the idea of writing a book. It's not really a how-to. It's more part memoir, part how-to, but it's a very fun book to get started. Stephen King wrote another book as well on writing. That's a fun one. If you want to just read about
Stephen
a writer.
Stephen King didn't write a horror novel?
No.
No,
that's not all he wrote.
Yeah, no. And it's a fun read if you're just interested in the life of a writer and you kind of want to, you know, get some more information on how the publishing industry works.
Courtney Mom wrote a great book. I cannot remember the title of it right now, but it's about, you know, how the publishing industry works. If you're thinking about traditional publishing, you know, getting an idea of how, you know, I was just giving this example to someone the other day, but if I was going to start a burger shop in my neighborhood and writing it's very similar to starting a business. If I was going to start a burger shop, I'd want to start with a great burger recipe, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
And then once I have a great burger recipe, I'd probably want to go visit some other burger shops and be like, what different shops, what are they offering? What makes this place great? Why are people going here? Not all burgers are created equal, right?
No.
We had one with bacon jam on it the other night, which
Okay. Why did you have to bring that up?
It was amazing. All burgers are created equal. So is it like, what's special about this burger joint? You know, you'd do some research. And I think writing is the same thing. You know, the flip side of we all know how to write is, well, we all know how to write. So we think that writing is just throwing some words in a book. It's not. There's a whole industry around it, right? So let's get some more information. And I would encourage anybody to do it. I'm not saying anyone shouldn't do it. I think that the publishing industry for a long time has felt very exclusive. And a lot of people are afraid to share their story because they think, I'm not good enough. I'm not really a writer. And I just think that is a bunch of lies.
Yeah.
Absolute bunch of lies. We can all get better at writing and we can all get help at writing. There's loads of people that can help us do it. Ghostwriting, I do it for you. I mean, there's so many different ways that you can go at it. There's no reason for you not to do it if you want to. Right. Don't let that be this exclusivity idea. But if you're interested, then yeah, definitely like go check some stuff out. Treat it like it's a new business and you're learning about the industry. Go read some books. Go talk to some authors who've published or self-published, you know? I think that's a great way to start is to get curious.
Yeah, that's awesome. You know, I'm so thankful for you being my book coach, even before you knew what a book coach was.
Yeah.
And because... You know, what I learned from that was I felt so inadequate. I had no confidence in those types of things. And even though I still feel that way, I know that I have you I can go to for advice. And I guess why I wanted to bring that up is that I think a lot of people think, oh, the only way I can write a book if I just go out and do it myself. And the point is, very few people that you read their books did it by themselves.
Yeah.
They all have teams.
Yeah.
They all have copy editors and content editors and all these different things. Very few people just sit down and write. I mean, there's probably a few that can do that. But
yeah.
Wouldn't you say most everybody that writes? Oh,
100%. You open up a book today and it will say the author's acknowledgement page. Yeah. And that is everyone who helped them get that book into the world. And for sure. You don't do it by yourself. You really, really don't. There's lots of different types of help and people that you can have help you and ways that you can get help. Just depends on the type of help that you need. And, you know, if you're not sure, get curious.
Yeah, I think people should know where they can find Mary Pero. Why don't you tell us kind of what you do, what your training, your book coach program is online that you have, and then also what you do personally.
Okay. So as we said, I'm a ghostwriter and I'm also a book coach. So those are a couple services that I offer. Usually when I'm coaching, I work with people, you know, on a month-to-month basis, and we'll meet a couple of times a week and we just get it done. We write the book together. If I'm ghostwriting, I do it. I do all the work for you. And I have a few other services I offer too. I have had a few people recently, and this is one of my favorite services, so I always love it when people take me up on this. But I have a service that's called Analysis and Recommendations, and that's for people who've written something, kind of like what you did previously. You had a bunch of stuff, and you were like, what is this? Is it any good? What can I do with this? But also people who have taken their turn their manuscript in to an agent and they've gotten just no response at all. And so, like, you know, agents aren't always going to take the time to tell you the sun. And sometimes the answer you get is just really a nothing answer. So in the analysis and recommendations, I go through and I analyze your manuscript for the strengths, for the weaknesses. I tell you where it should fit in the market. I give you an idea on how to fix it. It's a very fun process. But I also have an online course that I've been doing, which is really for people who want to get started. And maybe they're like, I don't have a ton to invest. I'm not quite ready to do coaching because that sounds a little more intense. But I want to, you know, I want to get started. I want to learn and I want to grow. And my online coaching program is called Book Gold. And that's a great way to get started. My website is just my name. It's www.maryperro.com. And you'll see on there, I have DIY book training, and that's where you go to access that course. It's totally self-paced and on demand. It's really fun. Well, I think it's really fun, but that's because I think books and writing is really fun. And actually, I think creativity is fun. And one of the things that gives me a lot of joy is just encouraging people to, you know, to share their story. I love seeing it come into full view, you know. So your book idea, you have an idea for a book, probably what you think it is now is not what it will be in the end. And that's part of the process. That's part of the fun. So those are a few ways that I help people. I do book proposals and I help people do queries and things like that as well. I have a bunch of services. You can find them all online, maryperro.com. And I would love to talk to anybody.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
This has been so good.
Oh, thank you.
I'm so excited for our listeners to just reap some of the wisdom that we have about book writing with my good friend, Mary. And I guess lastly, Mary, what is the one thing that you would like to see in your life personally happen in this next year? So we can be praying for you.
Ooh, that's so good.
But I only give you one thing.
That's rough, Jeff. I think focus. I feel like, you know, we were all coming out of a really hard season and from after COVID and the pandemic, and a lot of us had a lot of things happen and our worlds get shifted and changed and shaken and, you know, tossed out again. And I think that I've felt the Lord kind of talking to me about a few things that I'm excited about. But, you know, just like someone who's wanting to write a book, you know, you got to kind of take this first step and you got to say, Lord, I think this is you speaking. And so I'm going to take a step towards it and I'm going to be focused. I'm going to be diligent. That's hard for all of us.
Yeah.
Whether you're writing a book or doing anything is to just, we're all scared when we feel like God's called us to do something. We're all scared when we feel like, you know, maybe excited too, but I think usually a little scared, because I think that's where God really uses us. You know, when we are, we need to decrease so he can increase. And when I'm weak, he's strong. And we've got all of these things going on, all these messages that really say the same thing to us from God's word. But that is the place where we're scared, the place where we're afraid, the place where we think we're not good enough is usually the place that God is breaking up fallow ground and planting seeds, right? So, Lord, help us all, myself and anyone listening who is feeling that same kind of fear and, you know, insecurity. Just be focused. Lord, I want to do what you've called me to do. Help me to be focused on you.
Amen. Well, I just want to thank you all for listening to CGN Voices, a new podcast for Calvary Global Network. We're so thankful that you're tuning in. And God bless you. Hope to see you soon.
God bless you.